Begin the current daf. Masechet Bechorah is daf Nun Dal. Begin on the bottom of Nun Gimel Beis. Four lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara introduces a Mishnah that, in its discussion, will relate back to the halacha of our previous Mishnah regarding the mixing of different species in regards to the laws of typhing the animals, the laws of Ma'aseh Behemah. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in the Mishnah Masechet is Trumais that says Ein Tarmin, which there it's talking about the typhing of the grain. One cannot take trumas and maestras, mimin asha in a minute, from one species on another species, on different types. Now, vim tarman, if he did, ain't trumasi truma, it's not valid. Truma has to be from this species itself, taking off a portion, giving to the kain, giving to the levi, doing all the appropriate maestras from it itself. Says the Gemara, anonymously, where do we know this halacha from? So, Amr ba'ami, Amr b'yanai, ba'amri lan, some say it was Amr ba'ami, Amr b'shemalakish. The pasuk says in the midbar, it says, Kol chaylev yitzer, all the fats, meaning the best quality of the oil, kol chaylev tirish v'dogen, and all the finer parts of the wine and the grain. Now that's, the pasuk says, that one has to go ahead and separate that and give it to its appropriate parties. Now, Amr Torah, the Torah is telling you, why does it say the word chaylev individually? It says it more than once. It's 10 chaylev lezeh, but chaylev lezeh is saying that you give the fats to this one for this, the fats of this one for this, and we know the pasuk is referring to trumas and maasis because the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudches, "Baharimchem eschel b'mimenu," that when you separate its fats from it, which there the Torah is referring to trumas and maasis. So here, when the pasuk is mentioning chaylev yitzer, chaylev tirish v'dagan, the Torah is telling you to give from each one individually, yitzer separately, tirish v'dagan separately. Each one has its own individual halachas of taking off trumas and maasis. Now, however, the Gemara continues the top of the Nal Menav and says, "What ashkechan tirish v'yitzer." That's very well as a source regarding between wine and oil, where we know, okay, you can't take types of one on the other, because the word chelub is said separately regarding yitzer, and the word chelub is said separately regarding tirish. But tirish v'dagon, but regarding wine and grain, where the Torah only mentions one word chelub for the two of them. How do you know over there that you can't take truma from grain on wine or from wine on grain? And so to dagon v'dagon. When you have two types of grain, wheat on barley or barley and wheat, how do you know that you can't separate from one type and the other? Minayin, where do you know this from? It says the Gemara Kavochemer. It's a Kavochemer. What's the Kavochemer? Umatirsh v'yitzer. If the two that the Torah mentioned specifically separately, their word chelub, which is the source of this halacha, regarding wine and oil, she'enim klaim zebezeh, regarding the grapevine and the olive tree, which those are trees, and therefore there's actually no halacha of klaim when you plant them side by side. They're considered independent. It's not a prohibited planting prohibition. And yet still, ein mes'asim mezel zeh, it's clear from the pasuk that you can't tithe one or the other. The word chelev is telling you separately to separate each one individually. So then, tirish v'dagon, so regarding then wine and grain, or dagon v'dagon, or grain and grain, different types of grain, shem klaim zeh bezeh, where there you have a prohibited mixture, they're considered differently, and so much so that there's a prohibited mixture of planting them together, where different types of grain is a rabbinic klaim called Zroim D'Rabbanan, and Dagan and Tirish, grain and wine, is what's called Klai Karim, is the biblical prohibition of planting something else in a vineyard. So, in addition to Yisasim Zel Zeh, isn't it a Kavuchayim, that for sure, in regards to the laws of Maestras, for sure they also have to be separate, because even that which doesn't have a prohibition of klaim, we have to separate in the laws of Maestras, those which are different than the other one to the fact that there's even a prohibition of klaim, for sure they have to have their own halachas of meiser. But the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Yehoshua, the Amr, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, that he says that actually grain and wine is not klaim, and grain and different type of grain is not klaim. Ad she yizra, until you actually plant all three in one shot, chita, wheat, b'soira, barley, v'chartzin, and the grapeseed, b'mapilis yad has to be planted in one shot. Only then is a klayim seichem aisla. So then how does he have a kavochem? The whole kavochem was based on this fact that, oh, that these two tirish and yitzer is not klayim, but the other ones are klayim, so for sure there's going to be separate tithing, but they're actually not klayim. So there's no kavochem over here. Says Gemara, maisi lahachi, it's the same idea, just one step, another additional step. He'll say it as follows. He says, Uma tirish v'yitzer, if regarding wine and oil, she'inim klayim zebezeh afil aydei dava acher. They don't become a prohibited mixture even with a third wheel, with a third element, even if you plant a third thing. Let's say wheat or barley doesn't become klaim until you have two types of grain with one type of a vineyard. And still, a mesas mezel zeh, and still you can't tithe the wine on the oil, one on the other. So tirish v'dagon, so regarding wine and grain, which
they are considered two types of a prohibited climb with a third type with them, or dugan v'dugan, or different types of grain. Shame climb zebizal de devacher, which they are also considered climb with a third thing mixed in with them, let's say with a vineyard, and you have two types of grain, wheat and barley, then it would become climb. Then ain adin shalei sasim zel ze is not kavachem, that for sure that you can't separate types of one not type on the other, because with the wine and the oil, even with a third type, there's no problem about climbing. Still, you have to separate separately. Here, for sure, you would have to separate types separately. But then the Gemara asks, okay, fine, that is referring to what's mentioned in the pasuk of the wine, the oil, and the grain. But v'shnei mina ba'alma, but regarding other types of two species, which are not grain, for example, beans and lentils, minola, where do you know that you can't tithe from one type on the other? Says the Gemara, hani, though these other types, d'rabbananinu, there, their obligation for meiser is only rabbinic, because biblically, there's no obligation of tithing, only those which are mentioned in the Torah, about dog and tirsh v'yitzar, grain, wine, and oil. So since they're rabbinic, v'chaldir tekin rabbanan kin d'raisa tekin, we know that whatever the rabbanan institute, they make it exactly as in a similar way of the in a similar vein as the biblical law, which is, like we just said, that you shouldn't tithe from one species on the other, where for all the biblical ones we just brought, either it's explicit or from a kal v'chaymer. So therefore we say, ma d'raisa, just like regarding the biblical cases, shnei mina, when you have two different species, ein and mesasim mizel, say you can't tithe from one to the other. So rabbanan nami, so regarding rabbinic law, also we mesakin kein d'raisa, even though the kal v'chaymer wouldn't necessarily apply, but it follows the same halachic context as the biblical law, which is that you cannot be me'asa, you can't tithe one type on the other. Now here's where it relates back to halacha of our previous Mishnah. Omali Rav Bar Rav Chanan La'Abaye asked El Mi'ata, but based on the sources that we were just bringing that said that when can you not tithe one type and the other because it mentions a separate word chaylev and it mentions again the word chaylev and then the rest are derived from Kal V'Chaymer from that. But if that's the case, then Gabi Maisa Behemer. So up until now we were speaking about regarding Maisa Dagan, the tithing of the grain. But regarding the tithing of one's animal, deloiksev v'chol ma'isa bakar u'ma'isa tzayin, it doesn't say an extra word ma'isa to separate between bakar and tzayin, cattle and flock. So it says one time, and it says bakar v'tzayin right after each other. So as we continue to mitbeis, yisa'asu mezel zeh. So then you should be able to tithe on bakar and tzayin on bakar. Why in our Mishnah did we say that no, bakar and tzayin, cattle and flock, and you cannot tithe one and the other? They don't have the same source as we said regarding the halacha of ma'isa dagan, where it said another time the word chaylev. Here it doesn't say another time the word ma'isa. Adam Alehi answered him, no, it actually does, because Amakra, the pasuk says, in Vayikra, where it talks about the halacha of all the tenth one of the, it says, v'chol ma'isa bakar, the tenth one of the cattle, and it says, v'tzayin and of the sheep, and it says, whatever will go by the stick, being Ha'asiri, the tenth one, will be Kodesh Lashem, the tenth animal is the one that's sanctified as Maiser Behema. Now, the word Maiser there in the Pasuk is followed by the word Bakar. So we see that has its own halach of Maiser. Now, when it then says the word Vetzain, it says one more time in the Pasuk the word Ha'asiri, which is then going back on Tzain, which now, therefore, actually each one does have its own word Maiser on it, which is similar to what we said regarding Maisa Dagan, where each one has a separate word, Chelev, which tells us, Ten Asiri Lezeb, Ten Asiri Lezeb, that no, you have to give a separate tithe for the Bakar, and a separate tithe for the Tzayin. Now, that is the Gemara Ihachi, but if that's the case, then Kvasim V'izim Nami. Then, not just Bakar and Tzayin, you shouldn't be able to tithe one on the other. Even lambs and goats, you shouldn't be able to tithe one on the other. Where, according to Rashi's interpretation, the Gemara's question is, because just like we said regarding where it says in the Pasuk, Chaylev on Yitzer and Chaylev on Tirish V'Dagan. So only those two we would know that they're separate. You can't tithe one on the other. And how do we know, but then one type of grain on the other type of grain you can't tithe? Oh, so we said, you know that from a Kal V'Chaymer from Tirish V'Yitzer. So therefore, and as the Sheet Mugabetz explains the way Rashi's interpretation is, so the Gemara's question is, so here too also, since it says Meiser on Bakar and it says Asiri on Tzayin, so then we should also know similarly that Tzayin and Tzayin, we should also know from a Kal V'Chaymer that they cannot be tithed together, meaning different types of Tzayin with the Kvasim and the Izim. Why? We know this from a Kal V'Chaymer from Chadash and Yashin, from the old animals and the new animals, which there you're actually allowed to mate them because it's the same species, just one was born in this, one born last year, and still you're not allowed to go ahead and tithe one to the other. So Kvasim and Izim, which are not even made together, all the more so the Kal V'Chaymer should tell us that you're not able to tithe one on the other. So why there are you allowed to?
And that the Gemara answers, like we said in the Mishnah, Bitzayin. Because it says the word Bitzayin and the sheep. Mashma kol tzayin echad sounds like that all sheep is one. Kvasim izim are subcategories of sheep. Therefore, you could tithe one on the other. But therefore, the Gemara comes back and then says, well, hachinam, and here also, meaning regarding the context of the Mishnah in Trumas, which is referring to Maisa Dug and the tithing of grain, Lema mashma kol dogin echad. It says also in the pasuk grain, then it should also sound like that all grain is one thing regarding to tithing, that you could tithe one type of grain on the other, wheat on barley and barley on wheat. Why is there the halacha that you cannot tithe one type of grain on another? So Amabai says, because it says in the pasuk Rishisim, near the word dagan over there, kol chelav yitzav, kol chelav tirish v'dagan, the next word is Rishisim, which comes to tell you that you have to give a separate rishis, which is the laws of Trumas and Maisos, on every single dagan individual. You're right, it's a good question, but that's what the pasuk is alluding to by saying that, no, every type of grain has to have its own tithing. Rav Amma, he gives a different interpretation. This is no, b'loi rishisim nami, even without this interpretation of rishisim, mashma kol dagan echad lametziz amr. To say that all types of grain are included in one because of the word dagan is including them, like we're saying for vitzayin regarding ma'is behema, that you can't say. Why not? Because he differentiates between the two halachas. Bishlei mahasam, regarding the laws of Maisa Behema, Amrinam, we say, Vitzayim, when it says, and the sheep, Mashma kol tzayin echad. Sounds like, because the word Vitzayim is an extra pasuk, it's an extra word, we didn't have to say it, why are we saying, and the sheep? To say that all sheep, which includes lambs and goats, are included as one. Why? Because the Isa gadaita kfasam v'izim nami, because if you would entertain to say that also lambs and goats cannot be tithed one on the other, then the pasuk should have just said, and all the tithing of all the animals, and I would have known, and all that includes what's written in the Torah, which is bakar and tzayin. Types of animals are cattle and flock, the large and the small. Now, and then I would have known that min al shein and min alai, one type on the other type, which would include all, which even kvasim izim, I would know that you can't tithe one on the other, because that would be known from the kavachemer that we were asking for before from chadash and yashin. We even the same type, if it's just a different year, you can't tithe one on the other. Of course, kvasim izim you can't. So why does it say and specify kvasim izim? Now, the Gemara for once and says, and if you're going to say, no, iksav kamaisa behema, had we only said all the tithing of all the animals, which is included in the laws of maisa behema, but then I would have thought to say, as we know in halacha, that what kochay b'chlal behema, the wild animals are included in the biblical terminology of behema, and therefore I would have thought to say that chayas, wild animals, are also obligated in the laws of ma'is behema, because as the Gemara says in Baba Kama daf Dalma Beis, chay b'chlal behema, as we learn out from where behema says a prohibition of mating different types, so to chayas. Now on that says Rava, no, because of that, I would not have had to write bakar b'tzayin to specify that we're talking about only domesticated animals, not wild animals. Why? Because tachas mikadashim gama. I would have known it from gzeirus shava of the comparison of the word tachas from here, ma'is behema, from the word tachas it says by karbonis by kadashim. Where over here by ma'is behema it says by yikachav zayin, tachas hashevid, that the tenth animal goes beneath the stick and becomes ma'is behema. It says over there in perichav beis by kadashim that it should be by its mother 7 days, tachas imoy. And says the word tachas in both places. Just like over there, but karbanis, I know it's not referring to wild animals because the pasuk explicitly says that karbanis have to be from shur, chesev, eiz, an ox, a lamb, or a goat. So therefore, I would have known that it's not referring to chayas. So therefore, we're back to the point. So then, why did the Torah have to specify kvasim ve'izim? It could have just written behema, and I would have known ma'is behema applies to all behemas. And therefore, and then I would have known from a kavuchaymer, from new animals and old animals, that you can't tithe one on the other. So for sure, min b'shein amin, when the different species, including kvasim ve'izim, I would know that you can't go ahead and tithe one on the other, because then you can't even mate them together in contrast to just different years. So then we're back to the point, bak of etzayin lamali. So why is the pasuk specify that the cattle and the flock, why is it mentioned those words in the halacha of ma'isa behema? I know that all types are obligated, because it says behema, and I would know that you can't tithe one on the other. Why is it cattle and flock? Oh, so that's what Rabbi says. It's specifying these two, that these two are mentioned separately, and therefore it's telling you, oh, that's where you can't tithe one type on the other. But regarding lambs and goats, there you could tithe one type on the other. Aval hacha, but over here regarding grain, regarding meiser dagan,
There, the word's not extra to say that they expound the pasuk and to say that, oh, okay, when it's wine and grain, then you can't type one on the other. But grain and grain, different types of grain, you could type one on the other, like you're trying to ask where it says sign. Oh, sign is including all types of sheep, which is kvasim v'izim. Oh, that I'm saying that you could type one on the other. So you're saying dagan should be the same thing? No, because misagid lakes of dagan, there is not extra. Here we had a context of being extra words bakar v'tzayin. So why is it extra? Why does it have to say it? To say that only those cannot be tied together. But kvasim v'izim, that we know that they could be tied together, and that's what the extra word b'tzayin is coming to tell us. But by dagan, it's not extra, because l'mu'uti sharminin, I needed to exclude all other types to say that only these are obligated biblically. So you have to say that green is one of the biblical ones, and to say, but all other types of things are not biblically obligated. And that's why it says dagan. But not to tell us that all types of green are one, and to the contrary, no, they're not one, and you cannot type, you can't take a meiser from dagan, from chita and sa'ira, or sa'ira and chita. Now, however, on this interpretation of Rava, Maskevler of Huin, the Breda of Nachman, he says, wait a second. You tell me that the words, Bokar B'tzayin are extra. And that's how he's saying, to infer, to expound, B'tzayin is referring to Kvasim V'izim, that they're one, because Bokar B'tzayin didn't have to say, you could just say all types of behema, and you would know, obviously, that you can't type one on the other from Chadash and Yashin. Why does it say it? To expound, to say those two cannot be mixed together, but in the category of Tzayin itself, then you could go ahead and tie the kvasim and izin together. On that he says, no, eima la'arvu l'bakar v'tzayin. Maybe say that, no, the reason why it says it is that you actually should mix the cattle and the flock. In other words, where does Rabba know that the reason why the Torah, which was seemingly unnecessary to say, bakar v'tzayin, is to say that, oh, there you can't type one on the other. That asks Rav Hu in the Brit of Nachman, no. Say, the reason why the Torah specifically mentioned these two is to actually say, to mix them together, that actually to tithe one on the other. Why? Because had it written only behema, so I would have thought from Chadash and Yashin, that if that cannot be tithed together, for sure when it's different species, you can't tithe it together. That's why it explicitly mentions it in the pasuk to tell you the contrary, to say that you could tithe them together. Now, as Rashi explains, as we'll see in the Gemara's answer, the assumption of Rav Huna is that from the fact that as Rava started his answer to explain, he said that no, he's not expounding Reshisam to say that how you know that Dagon, each one is going to have its, you can't be Ma'aser one type of Dagon on the other. So that Rava also didn't hold of what the Gemara said on the top of this Amid of answering why by Maisa Behema, that you can't be Ma'aser Bakr and Sain and Sain and Bakr, because it says Ho'asiri, that he doesn't expound that to say that each one has a separate type. And therefore, since it doesn't say a separate meiser by Bakr and a separate meiser by Tzayin, so therefore that was his question, to say, so wait a second, how do you know that? Maybe he mentioned Bakr by Tzayin to say to the contrary, that you do mix them together. Adam Le'mazucha, Bridger of Nachman, he says, no, L'Rava Isli Nami Hasiri. Rava also holds of that interpretation, that there's extra word Hasiri, which is going on Tzayin, and meiser going on Bakr, so therefore there we know that they're separate from the word Hasiri. And so we know Bakr and Tzayin cannot be Ma'asa one on the other. And therefore, but the fact that it says sign, and also unnecessarily to say bakr and sign, because you would have known it from behema, that's how you know that, however, kvasim izim could be ma'aser one on the other. Now, ikadami, however, there are those that say that amar Rava, no. Not like this previous Gemara's answer, that even beloy asiri nami, the Rava said, even without the drasha of asiri, loy metzisa amrit, you can't say like the question of the Gemara was, that bakr betzayin misastim zelzeh. That you could be tithing from the cattle on the flock and the flock on the cattle. Why? The iskish maisa behema la maisa dagan, because we have a hekish, a different source, comparing maisa behema to maisa dagan, which is because it says in the pasuk asa to aser, and it's comparing two different tithes, that of maisa behema and maisa dagan. So ma maisa dagan, so therefore we learn it just like the tithing of the grain. Min min asha inu minu loy, we know you can't tithe one type on the other, as we brought the source before. So to the tithing of the animals, that you can't tithe from one type on the other. But then one would ask, so wait a second, so then one shouldn't even be able to tithe from lambs on goats and in reverse? On that, no, because like we said, Rava pointed out, what do you need the words of Bakar v'tzayin then? Just say behema, and we would know chai is not included, because we learned that from Kachin. So the reason why it says Bakar v'tzayin is to say that only Bakar v'tzayin, as we know from comparing to Maisa Dagan, cannot be Ma'asa one on the other. But in Tzayin itself, Kvasim Izim, you could type one on the other. But then one would ask, wait a second. We have one inclusionary, one exclusionary. Where do we find to see fit to from the comparison to Maisa Dagan, so which is coming to exclude, and to say, oh, okay, Bakar and Tzayin are the ones you can't tithe one on the other. The reason why is because Bakar and Tzayin are totally unlike each other. One's cattle, one's flock. Whereas the Ribui, what we're coming to include from Bakar and Tzayin, which we're saying we're coming to include, however, the subcategory of Kvasim Ve'izim could be tithe one on the other, is because they are comparable, at least in the context of bringing a carbon. Because if someone says, Hari Alayim and Tzayin, I'm taking upon myself to bring a carbon from the sheep, he could bring either a lamb or a goat. So therefore, we're going to include Kvasim Ve'izim from the unnecessary words of Bakar and Tzayin, but we're going to be excluding to be Ma'aser, Bakar and Tzayin, one on the other, from the comparison to Maisa Dagan. No, but the Gemara asks, how can you say this answer? But for Rabbi Huda Amar, he's the one who we quoted in the previous daf, that he says, Shana, the Pasuk says, when he compares the two different Maestras, Aser to Aser, Maestr Dagan to Maestr Behema, it says in that Pasuk, you should bring it in its year, which tells us, Lashana he kashed it. Why did I compare Maestr Behema to Maestr Dagan? Only regarding that it has to be from that same year, which is the halach of Chadash and Yashin. Just like the tithing of the grain has to be from that year only, not from a different year, so to Maisa Behema. But the Loila Davachi says it's not for a different halacha, yet here we're clearly saying it for a different halacha of Min Asha'in Amina, that you can't tithe one on the other. So the Gemara Hadabe Rava Mahi, Rava retracted from that first interpretation, and he actually ultimately holds, like the Gemara is saying over here, that no, the comparison of Maisa Dagan to Maisa Behema is even for other halachas too, which is, as we're bringing out in our Gemara, to exclude the tithing of Bakar and Tzayin one on the other. Now, however, as we're saying in our sugya, but kvasim ve'izim, lambs and goats, could be tithed one on the other, because that we know from the extra unnecessary words of Bakar v'Tzayin. Now, although, as Rashi points out, in the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara had asked, wait a second, ihachei chadash v'yashinami, if you could tithe kvasim ve'izim one on the other, then for sure you should be able to tithe the new and the old animals one on the other. And that says Rashi, here the Gemara understands that that's not a question at all. Because, as we're pointing out, the pasuk, which explicitly compares Maisa Behema to Maisa Dagan, is explicitly talking about the halach of Chadash V'Yashin, where it's saying Shana Shana, which is saying in that year you can't. And therefore that's not a question according to the Gemara's conclusion over here. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this halacha of our parak of Maisa Behema regarding the tithing of the animal. Says the Mishnah, Mitzdarif Kemaloi Regel Behema Raya. It combines regarding the amount of the feet of the animal when they're grazing. Meaning, according to the measurement of the animal, how far it goes when it's grazing, which as the Mishnah is going to shortly explain, which is a measurement of 16 mil. Another interpretation is that Raya is not talking about the word grazing, rather it's actually referring to the Raya, which is the shepherd. According to how far the animals go one from the other, that the shepherd, when there's one shepherd, how far he could still watch them all together, because the halacha Maisa Behema is that they're joining together, though that every 10th animal, what's considered one to be ma'asa them. So, that's as far as the animals go with the shepherd. And v'kamehi regel behema raya, how far do the animals go when they're grazing? It's tesain mil, it's 16 mil, as the Gemara is going to explain, like the second interpretation that we just said, that it's as far as the eyes of the shepherd could see. So therefore, if let's say someone has five animals in one village, and he has five animals in another village at a distance of 16 mil, so then he brings them into one pen, into one enclosure, and then he tithes them. But if they're further apart, then they're exempt, and they're not considered that they would combine, and therefore one wouldn't have to take Maisa Behema on them, as the Gemara is going to explain the reason for this. Now, but let's say, says the Mishnah, Hayubayin Elu La'elu Lamed Beis Mil, but let's say they were those five were far from the other five, a distance of 32 mil, so then Ein Mitzdarf, and then they're not going to combine, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the Mishnah saying? We already said more than 16 mil, it's not going to combine. But says the Mishnah, Hayuloi Be'emtza, but if let's say he had in the middle between those two different groups of five that are far from each other. Now, therefore, those in the middle now are combining those that are far away because the middle one is not more than 16 mil away from either one. So then maybe ma'asin be'emtza. So then then you do bring them and you tithe them in together with the middle ones. Now, as Rashi points out, although it says you have to bring them into the middle and to tithe them there in the middle, it doesn't literally mean so you have to bring them there. It just means that then you'll have the halacha of Maisa Behema, because the middle ones combine the outer ones, because it's not more than 16 mil away from either outer one. Now, Remeir Mehi says, Hayardin Mafsig LaMaisa Behema. The Jordan River separates for the halachas of Maisa Behema. So if he has five animals on one side of the Jordan River and five on the other one, and the Yardin's in the middle, then they don't combine and he's going to be exempt. As Gemara is explained the reason for Remeir's opinion. Now, the Gemara says, Menan Mili, we don't know this halacha that the distance of 16 mil, which is as far as the shepherd could graze them all together, that would be the combination for the laws of Maisa Behema.
So Amar Rabbi Barshila says, because Amakra, the Pasuk says in Yirmiya, it says, Oy tavarn hatzayin, that also the sheep will pass over, Ali de Maina, through the one who counts. Which sounds like that if they could be counted by one shepherd, then they're called tzayin sheep for the halacha of a tavern that will pass over tachas hashevet beneath the stick, which is the halacha of ma'isa behema. But if not, not. And as the Gemara says, v'kimlu rabbanon, and the rabbis knew that the shitzim mil kusholta be'ena deraya, that up to a distance of 16 mil, that's how far the shepherd could see, meaning that he could be overseeing the animals, and therefore that's going to be the area, as the pasuk is alluding to, with the halacha of ma'isa behema. Now the Mishnah continued, it says, however, but if the distance between the different groups of animals to make a total of 10 was more than 32 mil, then Eimet Star from Chul, then they don't come by. Now the Gemara wonders, as we alluded to, only if their distance of 32 mil, then they don't combine. Less than that, they do combine. But for Gatani Tesain mil, the Mishnah already told us that only if they're within the area of 16 mil, they combine. But Tfei Lai, but more than that, not. Says the Gemara, you're right. It's Mishnah to Kabayi L'Misnei Seifa. This that it talks about 32 mil is because it wanted to talk about the next halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hoyle Be'emtza, but if let's say in between those two outer ones, he had animals in the middle, oh, then maybe Ma'asim Be'emtza. Then he could bring and type them in the middle because the middle ones then do combine. Now on this halacha, asked the Gemara B'kama, how much animals does he have to have in the outer ones and the middle ones that then they'll all be combined together? So Amaravi says as follows. He says, Chamish Mikan, five on one outer side. V'chamish Mikan, one on one outer side. V'chamish Mi'emtza, and five in the middle that will combine, and then you'll bring them all together into one pen and tithe it. Now, that's 15 animals. So you'll only have a tenth one, and then you'll have an extra five. So those extra five, once they're obligated in Ma'isa Behemah, they were brought into the pen, but now there are five left over. Then you'll combine them to the next time that you go ahead and you tithe when more sheep are born subsequently. But what we see from Rav's opinion, but if let's say one of the outer sides was closer to the middle one within 16 mil, but one on the second side was more than 16 mil, so those that are further away, they would then be totally exempt, and then they wouldn't have to wait until you have more lambs that are born to go ahead and do that together. It's only when now each one is within 16 mil of the middle one, it combines them, and because each one you'll be able to have five with the other one, which would make the minimum obligation ma'isa behema. Now that they're part of it and you have extra five, then you would have to, it already has the obligation, but if it wasn't within 16, then it's considered as not related and then not the minimum measurement and would be exempt from ma'isa behema. As the Gemara explains the reasoning for Rav's opinion is because Dehani Chamish, because these middle five, Chazi Lahacha, is appropriate for this outer one, but Chazi Lahacha is appropriate for this outer one, meaning it could combine with either outer one to make the minimum measurement of the obligation of Maisar being the number 10. But what's obvious from the opinion of Rav is, but if let's say on one side there's five animals, on one side there's only four, and in the middle there's five, then those on the outer of four, then they don't combine, and because it would only make with the middle one that come a total of nine, and then you wouldn't have to wait for that four for another garden, for another time that you're tithing, and they would actually be exempt, would only be obligated with one of the outer ones. That's the opinion of Rav. Shmuel Amri says, no, fill a chamesh mikan, the hay mikan, even if one outer one has five, another one outer one has five, the echad biemtza, and the middle one has actually only one. So even though that one is not fit to count, to combine with any of the outer ones, because it would only make a total of six, but since the shepherd is customary that he goes wherever his animals are, including the middle one where there's one. So Chazinon L'Raya command the Koyhacha. So we see the shepherd as if he's here by the middle one, the Karina by Maina, and therefore we consider it as someone that's counting. So therefore he's there and he's combining because he's within 16 mil of either one, which is well, obviously we're talking about the radius and not the diameter, and therefore he's here, he's combining, so he's in the middle. So since he's combining either one and he's within 16 mil of either one, even though there's five on the outside, five and one outside, which are 32 mil away, and there's only one in the middle, it will still combine for it to be the minimum of 10 to take Ma'isa Behema. Which obviously, if let's say he had four on one side and five on another one, and one in the middle, where Rashi explains then for sure, because then actually you need the middle animal, not just the Roy himself, but the middle animal to combine to make a total of 10, then for sure would be. But we're saying that even if let's say there's five and five and there's actually here the one in the middle where the one is not even significant in combination, but since the shepherd is there, that would combine all of them together. Now, however, as we continue to talk about Nunheim and Aleph, Mesvi, the Gemara asked from the following Braisa on Rav. The Braisa says, Hoyle Chamesh Bekfar Chananya. If someone has five animals in this village of Chananya, Bechamesh Bekfar Usnai, and he has five in this village of Usnai. Says the Braisa, ain't mitztarfes, they don't combine, because the distance from Kfar Asnai to Kfar Hananya is 32 mil, which like we said in the Mishnah, doesn't combine. Until he has one in Tzipori, which Tzipori is in the middle, and Tzipori combines from the middle those which are 16 radius from the middle one. So Tiyuf de Rav, if it's Rav, that sounds exactly like Shmuel, where even if you have one in the middle, it'll combine. According to Rav, no. You have to have five in the middle, where then you have to have that five could combine with the outer one and it could combine with the other one, so therefore it's combined with all of them. But one in the middle shouldn't work. So Tirgum Shmuel Lib de Rav. So Shmuel actually answered the question for his dispute in Rav that when it says at the Seifa of the Braisa that one in the middle would combine, that's not going back on, sounds like it is, on the Reisha, which was talking about five in this village and five in that village. Rather, it's talking about Kigun Shoyu Teshemikan. The safest case of one in Tzipori was talking about a different case where there's nine in Kfar Hananya, but Teshemikan, and there's nine in Kfar Asnai. The Achas Be'emtz, and then you have one in the middle in Tzipori, which is equidistant in the middle between the two of them. Dahi, in that situation, that one animal, Chazilacha, is that is Rav's opinion, that's not enough with the shepherd. That middle animal has to combine for a total of Meiser, where then that one is combining with the nine on one side and the nine on the other side. Now, Amar Papa, he says, Ula Shmuel, he says a bigger chiddush in the opinion of Shmuel. He says, according to Shmuel, that did not require that the middle one should be that integral for the combination of the count of Meiser of 10, like Rav was saying. He was saying, no, even if it's not integral, you have five on one side, five on the other side, and you have one in the middle. Afilu Raya, even if just the shepherd has his dwelling place in the middle and there's not even an animal there in that middle location, still mitzarfin that would combine, because according to Shmuel, it's not the animal that's making the count like Rav. It's just that the shepherd's there and he's the main and he's within 16 mil of the animal, which will combine it. So even if there's no animal there in the middle, even if it's just his house is over there, I feel like Caleb Sharai, and even if it's just his vessels are there, are placed in that village, mitzarfin they would combine, because since ultimately the shepherd has to go over there and take his vessels, so then it's like he's there and the mind of the counter, like the pasuk in Yemriya said, is there, and therefore it's within 16 mil of him, and therefore that would combine. But Rav Ashi wondered, Kalb the Rayamai, what's if the dog of the shepherd is over there in that middle village? Kivin de Kari Leba Asi, since ultimately the shepherd could just call the dog and it'll come, and the shepherd himself doesn't have to go over there, and therefore you don't really see in that middle village the mina, the counter, the shepherd over there. So maybe Lemon Starfi, just having the dog over there will not combine it. Or maybe Zimnu Loyasi, no, sometimes the dog doesn't come. Umitzuch Igul Mezel, and the gear says La'asi, and he has to go ahead and bring it from there, and therefore he does have to go there, and if we do see like the mina is there, and therefore it should combine. So the Gemara take a little sense, it's not clear what the halacha would be regarding just the dog of the shepherd, if that would also combine the two outer places to make them, even though they're 32 mil apart, to combine for the minimum measurement of Maisa Behemah.